Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Daryl Watts, and you listen to Ballin' on Films. This is my podcast where I talk about basketball and movies. Today, we're going to predominantly be talking about movies that's coming out in the near future for the year. These are my picks. You can jot them down if you want. Google them, look them up, look at the trailer for them. But these are my movies that's coming out that I'm looking forward to seeing. Everybody know Glass came out Friday, which was yesterday, and The Upside came out last weekend with Kevin Hart. So Glass is out with Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis. If you look up the trailer for that, you can. Or if you've seen it already, don't put it in the comments. You don't spoil it for the next person or the other people that haven't seen it yet. We're going to start off with February 8th. What Men Want with Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson, it's a, like the Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want. This is from a woman's point of view, What Men Want. So, if you ever seen What Women Want, you ever seen Mel Gibson movie when he slips and falls his head in the tub and or electrocutes himself or something? And he has these special powers to hear what women are thinking. That's pretty much what it is, but it's from a woman's perspective. But she doesn't slip and fall in the tub. She sees this voodoo lady, which is played by Erykah Badu. She's like a witch doctor of some sort. You check the trailer out for that. That's up. Next up we have, oh yeah, that comes out February 8th, What Men Want, starring Taraji P. Henson. Next up in March 8th, we have Captain Marvel. Now everybody knows Captain Marvel is part of the Marvel comic universe. This is her own solo movie, first movie. This is pretty much letting the fans know how Captain Marvel came about and her journey and how she'll play a role in Avengers, which comes out the following month on April 26th, the Endgame, Avengers Endgame. So, it's pretty much, I like how they got it prioritized, so it's going to be a good hit you with it, two Marvel movies back to back. Next up, we have Aladdin, which comes out May 24th. Aladdin, from what I'm hearing the sources, saying Aladdin is played by Will Smith. Will Smith is playing Aladdin. That's a good spin on it. It's pretty unique, pretty different. We see how that turns out. Will Smith, everybody knows, a good actor, so I'm quite sure it'll be another hit for him. Next up, one of my favorite movies besides Avengers and Captain Marvel, what I'm looking forward to seeing is John Wick 3. John Wick 3, you know, is it's a great action movie. Some say it revitalized Keanu Reeves' career in the action movie department. But nevertheless, I'm just here to say that May 17th, was going down. And also, Halle Berry is in the movie. Halle Berry is in the movie with him. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Been having a huge crush on Halle Berry since I can remember. Monster Ball, I think before Monster Ball. I think I want to say since Boomerang. Yeah, since Boomerang. It's a long time. All you old heads out there, y'all know what I'm talking about with Boomerang. Yeah, she's in the movie as well. So, John Wick 3. If you haven't seen the first two, I advise you to do so before you see this one. Bring you up to speed. Google the trailer for John Wick 3. It's out now. John Wick 3 comes out May 17th. July 5th, Spider-Man, Far Away From Home. There's another Marvel movie that's... So far, that's three Marvel movies. That's pretty much on the screen this year. I was taking over early on. I'm quite sure it'd be a good movie. I haven't really followed the Spider-Man franchise after Tobey Maguire played him, so I'm a little bit behind on that. But I'm hearing this new actor that's playing him is pretty good. If y'all want to bring me up to speed, y'all can put in the comments below. Let me know. Is it something I'm missing? Is he better than Tobey Maguire? Or is he worse than Tobey Maguire? Or whatever the case may be. Next up, you have The Lion King. Now, a lot of people think when they say, you know, Lion King, oh, it's the cartoon. No, this is not the cartoon. These are real life, real look, like real lions talking and panthers or whatever was in the movie. Just talking, is real animals is talking. You know, technology, you know, is crazy. Like how they did Planet of the Apes, puts you in the mind of that, you know, like it's real animals talking. So it's not like it's no animated on pencil and paper type animation like the first one. This is the real deal. If you ever seen the Netflix movie McGowey, it's like a prequel or a darker version of Jungle Book. It's similar to that as far as how it looks. There's a trailer for Lion King up as well. You can Google that. Hobbs and Shaw comes out. I'm sorry. The Lion King comes out July 19th. That's the movie Hobbs and Shaw comes out July 26th. I don't know if this is a rumor or not. Hobbs and Shaw, they just got through filming it earlier this week or late last week. I don't think it'll be out this year. I think it'll be out in 2020, but we'll see. They said it'll be out on the 26th of July this year. So we'll see about that. Keep your eyes and ears open for that. Next up, another favorite action movie of mine is Angel Has Fallen. Now, everybody wanna know what Angel Fallen is? Angel Has Fallen is, it comes out August 23rd. If you ever seen Olympus Has Fallen or London Has Fallen, this is the third installment to that. So, it's this movie with Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman. Gerard Butler plays the tough, he's like a bodyguard to the president or some sort. It's a damn good movie, man. Good action flick, man. I'm not sure what this one's about. I don't know if the trailer's up for it yet. It may be. Google it. If it is up, let me know your thoughts about it. Let me know if you're interested in seeing Angel Has Fallen. I like a lot of feedback, guys. So guys out there, or guys or ladies out there, you listen to my podcast, give me some feedback. Ask some questions. I answer my questions, so if you're interested and want to know something or something about some movies or something, or need me to look up some stuff, shoot me a message. Next up, I have It Chapter 2. Comes out September 6th. I'm a big fan of the first movie, the original It. I seen It Part 1, I think a year ago when it came out. It was pretty good. So, definitely a new spin on a horror movie. So, I'm looking forward to seeing Chapter 2. Comes out September 6th. I believe that's the final installment of that movie. We'll see how good that does. But I'm quite sure it'll do good numbers. Next up, we have The Joker. You know, Batman's Joker. He never really got his own story told, so this shows about how he pretty much comes about. It comes out October 4th. November 1st, it's a new Terminator movie coming out. I'm not sure if it's a reboot or if it's taking, if it's continuing from where the last one left off yet. left off at. I'm not sure. If you guys find any information on it, as far as that goes, let me know. I'm interested in that. I was a big Terminator fan back in the day. That comes out November 1st. November 8th, Sonic the Hedgehog comes out, the movie. Don't know too much about this one, but I don't know if it's going to be a cartoon animated movie or it's going to be like, don't know. I really don't know. I'll have to wait and see about that. Now, November 15th, I seen the trailer for this movie, Kingsman 3. Kingsman 2 was a little too goofballish for me. It was it had its moments, it had a little decent action scenes in it, but it wasn't like the first one. I was kind of disappointed with it. I was looking for like a more serious, upper class type movie, and I was kind of disappointed in it. All the little extra crap that was in there, and all the overwhelming celebrities that just kept popping up out of nowhere. Oh man, he's in there. Oh, she's in there too. Oh man, what is it? You know, it was just overwhelming. It took away from the actual movie to me. But I seen the preview of this one. It looks good. It looks like it's more serious, but I was fooled once with two, so Kingsman 2. So we'll just have to wait and see about that. But the trailer is up now. Kingsman 3 comes out November 15th. Next up, this is another one. I'm not too really sure about, like, Hobbs and Shaw. They're saying Jumanji 2 is coming out December 13th for this year. I'm not sure if that's accurate because they were still getting actors and actresses to for the movie as of earlier this month. A lady just joined the cast for the movie. I think Danny DeVito also joined last week. So I don't see how that'll be out this year in December. Maybe next year in December, yeah. But I can't see it being this year. But we'll see, you know. We'll see about it. And last but not least, you have all you Star Wars fans. Yes, it's another movie coming out December 20th. Star Wars Episode X. Me personally, myself, I'm sorry I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I know a lot of people are, so I just thought I'd put that excitement out there in the air for you. There you go. You know, it's probably a good Christmas movie when your family, your long distant family members come over, whatever. Y'all just go to the movies together, and we got Star Wars fans, whatever the case may be, it's coming. December 20th, Star Wars Episode X. I'm not sure if it's a trailer for it. You can check and see. You can Google it. That's my list of movies that's coming out that I'm looking forward to seeing or looking forward to just telling you guys about for this year.